Hello and welcome to this special podcast presented by WazirX and CNBCTV18.com. The crypto markets have been volatile as ever, and an increasing number of people have started pulling out their investments from the markets due to the fear. We have seen drastic ups and downs, which is the case at present. However, a better understanding of how the markets function globally and the trends that will emerge with the current changes can define the way forward. That's what we are here to do today. I have two special guests with me. Shivam Chuneja is head of partnerships at Zionverse. He's also a tech and finance expert. We also have with us Shubham Kejriwal. He's OTC desk executive at WazirX. Welcome, gentlemen. And, you know, of all things about crypto, volatility has been the top of the list. Shivam, how do you read the current moves, the sell-offs, the price declines?
Thank you for having me, first of all. Now, talking about volatility, of course, a lot of this is tied to whatever happened in the last couple of years with quantitative easing. And this is more or less also a side effect of the rising inflation and the current moves that the Fed, that the US Fed is pulling off with increasing their inflation rates. And we are seeing this volatility in traditional markets as well. And of course, when we see that, when we see people losing their jobs, inflation rising, and all of these things, and also kind of economy moving towards a possible recession, people start to take a risk-off approach from investing in general, be it stocks, equities, debt, or even crypto, for a matter of fact, which is considered as a risk-on asset. So this is probably, I'll say this is just a part of a healthy cycle, although we are kind of on the verge of a possible recession from the US side. But this definitely is how markets work. It's probably just what we don't know, however, is how long will it last. But this is probably more or less like a normal part of a normal cycle that you'd see. You open up any markets and look at past 20, 30, 40 years. These are the periods that we've seen in the past as well.
Oh, absolutely, Shivam. I agree with you because we have seen a similar reaction come in for currencies, commodities, equities. But, you know, yes, people have been invested in these for way too long and understand cycles. And crypto is a newer kid on the block. So that's the concerns. Shivam, this one is to you. How would you or how should one evaluate the impact of international crypto markets on the portfolios of Indian investors? It's after all a global phenomena, but we have seen a reaction chain here, haven't we?
Sure. Firstly, Manisha, thank you so much for having me on the show. And thank you for introducing such an interesting topic when you talk about crypto. Now, coming to the question, your question is how the international crypto markets will have an impact on Indian investors, right? So the nature of crypto assets in general is such that it's tend to be borderless. When we talk about India in particular, we are talking just about the crypto to cash premium, which you can see via the INR crypto pairs. So if you maybe follow one crypto asset, which is USDT, Tether, which is a stable coin to INR, that somehow covers the premium aspect. And from a sentiment point of view, the markets are correlated to how the global markets are moving. So if Bitcoin in terms of USDT or USD or as a matter of fact, AUD crashes, so that will also impact the Indian markets in the same proportion. But one thing like where India was not at parity with the global markets, I think it happened back in November 2021. And again, I think back in January 21, because there were some parliamentary bills which were just proposed that there will be a hearing on cryptocurrency in the parliament. And there was a big panic selling just on the fear of having a future ban in the crypto industry in India. So that sort of panic selling or that sort of region related behavior sometimes might cause a price discrepancy. But otherwise, if you are following the crypto trends globally, the same thing is going to happen sitting out on India.
Well, absolutely. And we've seen that happen as well. Shivam, you know, we spoke about how every market is seeing a reaction. Should the dips in market, when you talk about crypto, be of any concern to investors? It is more a trader's thing to get edgy. But for investors, people who are investing for a longer term, would you say that this drop perhaps is inconsequential?
Yeah. So if your time period of investing or your time horizon for investing is like 5 years or plus, and traditionally in crypto, we've seen market cycles based off of Bitcoin halving. So 2024 is the next one. And if you're looking at least 3 to 5 year period, be it crypto, also I think it's the same for equities. These kind of dips actually present a really, really good opportunity to DCA into good projects, good stocks, right? And although it makes a difference on if you're trying to time the market or not, for traders, yes, I agree. It's definitely an edgy time, but it's opportunities for traders as well. For long-term investors, definitely, I do believe that we can just stay put, focus on our SIPs, focus on DCAing through the whole thing in stronger things or stronger coins, such as Bitcoin, as an example. And we're going to do just fine in the next 5-6 years.
You know, Shubham, there is a joke in the other markets as well that if you are a trader and the prices decline, you become an investor. Do you see that happen in cryptos as well? And how would you advise investors navigate this?
Sure. So I think, yes, that's a joke around the trading side itself, because if you have a very big long position and the markets crash, so you no longer stay a trader because your short-term goals seems difficult to achieve a short-term target. So you by default are converted to an investor, right? So yeah, funny that way is, but for new investors and for anyone who is stepping his foot into the crypto ecosystem, my advice would be, firstly, do your own research, read the Bitcoin white paper, because you have to have hands-on experience with the ecosystem. You have to believe in what you're investing. So you don't, you cannot advise someone to invest in a stock unless until you have used their products personally. So similar to crypto, what I feel is a very big bridge, especially from the India side of things, is people are getting into the crypto game. They want to invest, but they are not experiencing it. They haven't experienced Metaverse. I hardly believe there is any sale for the VR headsets in India. It's a very minimal. And most of the investor, that's the major difference if you compare to the West, how it is being happening in India. So I think they have to start to believe and trust the vision of decentralization, read the white paper properly, maybe get some experience around the ecosystem and then set their foot in, because that's how you'll be able to pick the right projects. We are in a very early stage. We are, I'm not sure if I can say that, but it seems like 1997 or 1999 in the internet bubble where you had MSN, you had Yahoo, you had Google, you had Amazon. So you still want to pick Google and Amazon over the other tech stocks back then. So,
Shubham, I get your point when you say that people should be reading white papers of cryptocurrencies that they want to buy. You know, people have been investing in equities for the longest time, but how many of these people actually read the balance sheets and the dividends and the details and the mergers that many of these companies go through? And crypto is even a newer place to be. Do your research is a concept. Do you think too many people follow that? And what is a better way then of influencing, telling people to do your own research?
I think the best way to ask people to do your own research is by experiencing. If you start experiencing the product, the research comes by default. You don't have to do more research. So there is a token called Brave Token, which is mere a web browser. So just replace Google Chrome with Brave Token and just experience what are the flaws, where do you see the bridge filling in? Is there a competitor coming out? Because you have to get some experience on the product. So that's the easiest way. You don't go to the white paper, just start download their application, go through the website. If you cannot use those products, maybe it might be an institution grade in nature. So then you can maybe join their community channel. So it's unlike the stock market where there is a earnings call where board members will come and present their earnings and the executives will give a speech. All the projects are based around the communities. So they have a Telegram channel, follow their official Twitter feed, join the Discord community. You can talk to pioneers from that particular project who will explain why this project is good. That's why it's always mentioned, do your own research, because once you invest in a project, you are not a shareholder, not just a shareholder. You are just part of that community as well. So that's the biggest difference. And I think that's the best approach which investors can adapt to.
Dear listeners, we are not telling you not to read the white paper, but in case if you don't want to read this, there are other ways of doing your research as well. Shivam, is there ever an ideal time for new investors to start testing waters or start buying crypto? And if there was one, is this a good time? Because we've seen such a big sharp decline or a correction.
So, of course, the ideal time is yesterday. The second best time is today. But even looking at the market scenario, I do believe this is definitely a good time because this, it's not just crypto, it's the world markets that have declined. And for new investors, especially, I think I 100% agree with what Shubham just said. Is so we, by the way, a few days ago, we ran a poll on all our socials. And surprisingly, more than 70% people voted for the fact that they haven't read the Bitcoin white paper. And Bitcoin in crypto decides what the market is going to do. Everything is dependent on Bitcoin. So it's definitely a must to do, even if you don't do anything else. I think going through the white paper, understanding what makes Bitcoin, Bitcoin, why the math works the way it works, I think it's very, very important for people. That's one of the places that people can start. Additionally, you could also look at people like Howard Marks. He has a great book called Mastering the Market Cycle. I think it's an amazing, amazing book that gives us some idea on how to think about when to get into the markets. Of course, we want to time the market, but consistently to be able to time the market, it's very, very difficult. So usually if you're entering into any kind of markets and the market is down 50, 60% from the top, it's technically the best time to look at SIPs, to look at DCA, in my opinion. I think DCA is something that 99.99% of us should do so that we can just keep our money going into the markets at a regular pace and focus on living our life.
Shivam, also, you know, when we got cryptos and we talked about diversifying our portfolios into cryptos, not many people thought that it would continue to follow the other regular market macros like inflation and rate hikes. And but the way the crypto has been following stock markets and gold and almost everything is shaken up, and so is crypto. Do you read that as a reassuring factors for investor, or do you think people who wanted to actually diversify their portfolio could not really achieve that target?
No, I think obviously people could not achieve that target. But if you look at people who are seriously thinking of diversifying their portfolio or hedging from fiat and they're buying Bitcoin, for them, it's a long-term game. It's a 10-year plus kind of a game because we still need some kind of a structure in the crypto market to come out collectively from various countries. And unless I believe that comes out, we might not see the stock market detaching, or rather the crypto market detaching itself from the stock markets. With that being said, I definitely think it's a reassuring fact as well, because what this means is crypto market inherently is not flawed, as a lot of people say. It's as of now, there's a lot of correlation between both the markets, but that's a positive thing. And of course, there is going to be a correlation as long as people start, or as long as people continue to think of crypto markets as a risk on asset. Right. As long as they do that, crypto investments are going to be the first ones in any kind of market downturn to be taken out, then probably equities and then into debt and other assets as well. So unless we get that change of behavior from people themselves at a scale, we are going to see a correlation of both of these markets.
Mm. Shubham, how do you look at the Indian markets? I mean, we've seen a sell-off in global markets, and clearly we just convert the price here. But has that impacted a daily trader? Has that impacted their portfolios? Has that impacted participation? And what would you like to tell these or advise these people?
I think from the Indian context, the biggest change that I have observed was especially during the tax changes, which happened from 1st April, and another is yet to happen on 1st July onwards. So the biggest thing was it was taxed on the 30% slab, and there was no set-off allowed between a gain in a cryptocurrency and a loss against another cryptocurrency. So that was something which was very disheartening for the traders coming out of the Indian continent, because most of the algorithm trading and market making model works in such a way where you are earning money in two trades and losing out on one, and you are on a net profit situation. So all those models got flawed, and that's why the volumes definitely dropped in the Indian scenario. But we couldn't see, there was not much change from a holder's point of view where people were coming. We were expecting people might square up all the position on 31st March, but that was not the case. We didn't see a lot of withdrawals happening or people selling off their positions. So I think the Indian community is also believing in the phase HODL, which stands for hold on for dear life, and let's see.
Oh, well, yes, absolutely. So, you know, I was recently reading an article, Shivam, and this was about on how the Bitcoin is back into the world's top 10 most traded asset classes. I don't know if you've read that or not. And even as we've seen a loss of Bitcoin in the previous month, it's trading in the negative in this current year. But how do you see this, these latest data analytics being put out, putting Bitcoin in top 10 in sense of world asset classes?
So I haven't read that article though, but when it comes to crypto market, because the market is open 24/7, 365, there is kind of no closing time. It enables people to trade regularly. And a lot of people in India, actually, as well as abroad, they found a source of income during the lockdown. And they've been living and they've been managing their income through crypto trading. So I am definitely not surprised that Bitcoin as an asset or also as a tradable asset has made that list. And it's going to keep continuing to kind of push off as also we see a lot of institutional interest. Now ESG has been a main concern for a lot of people, but given the new research reports, given how much energy actually Bitcoin takes, as well as new laws that are coming in place for Bitcoin mining and those kind of things, a lot of institutional interest is moving towards Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation, or even as a replacement to gold. Not my words, but definitely we are looking at a lot of these people. So JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon, who actually just announced that there's a hurricane coming, right? In terms of economic crisis, he in 2017, if I'm not wrong, was completely against Bitcoin, completely against crypto. And we are looking at those people actually taking the time to study what Bitcoin is, what math that there is that Bitcoin follows, and how it can be a hedge against a lot of other assets or inflationary assets rather. They are changing their heart as well. So I would not be surprised if in the next 5 to 10 years we see even more adoption and even more countries actually adopting Bitcoin as maybe even a form of currency or even a simple asset as well.
Oh yes, we've seen a lot of change of heart, if not that, a lot of change of statement and stance for sure. All right, to the round of final questions then, and I really want to ask this to both of you, on what would your final piece of advice be for early and seasoned investors? And with this current correction where we've seen Bitcoin prices half and most of the altcoins also have declined quite sharply. Actually, when you look at this year, almost every coin is in the negative. So what would you suggest to an early, a beginner and a seasoned investor? Why don't we start with you, Shivam?
Sure. So I would like to start with a fact for all the investors. Anyone who has invested in Bitcoin for more than 3 years has never lost any money in it. Because be it any time of the year you have invested, Bitcoin has given you some profits if you have hold on to it for more than 3 years, right? And with that, if you are an investor, you might be a seasoned investor, you might be an early investor. So you have to believe in the principle of investing, understand the products that you are buying, understand the asset class that you are buying. Because crypto as an industry might seem just one asset class to the world, but inside crypto, there are several different asset classes, from metaverse to NFTs to DeFi's to there are several different use cases which are getting built around it. So SocialFi is the latest one. So you have to, again, it's better to start diversifying from day one itself. You don't want to invest all your money into different DeFi platforms or simply metaverse platforms. Because one thing can be the next big thing. So as an investor, you should diversify when you're investing in crypto. And you have to believe in the whole context of decentralization and how centralization has controlled our wealth for so long. So you have to read the Bitcoin white paper and understand why this decentralization is so important. And to add to it, there are so many developing nations which don't have access to the recent technologies, starting from... they don't have a very stable payment gateway mechanism as well. So blockchain as a technology can help these nations to skip that technological generation gap and save a lot of cost. So just don't see from a regulatory framework or a very narrow approach. Just see the whole global context and then decide on which projects to invest in and invest in for a longer time.
Okay, we hear that. Believe in it, invest and diversify, and read all your research, please. Shivam, what is your sense? What would your advice be?
Yeah, I agree with what Shivam said as well. Additionally, what I'd like to add to that is definitely pay attention to probably DCAing regularly or an SIP kind of approach. Number two, I'd also like to suggest look into something such as Ethereum and for example, of course, Bitcoin is the prime asset, but looking at what makes Ethereum work, that understanding that alone can actually make people realize what else is there in the altcoin industry. It's definitely much more volatile. So we must also pay attention to the risk versus reward equation. A lot of times we've seen people who come into the market maybe based on a tip from a friend that I made 20x. But the fact is that what they might not be seeing kind of through all the clutter that there might be in ads, in content and all of those things is actually the risk as well, right? So altcoins pose, and as we've seen also previously in previous cycles, an 80% risk to the potential positives as well. And Bitcoin has a limited risk compared to altcoins as well. So it's definitely very important to look at risk versus reward equation of all of these assets when you start investing. And lastly, I'd like to suggest also to look at other asset classes. Definitely not a good idea. I'm all in into crypto. I work in the field as well, but I also understand that while investing, it's very, very important to have exposure to multiple asset classes. I think that's one of the things that a lot of young people miss. They feel like I have a small amount to get started with, so let's go all in into this one single asset class and only maybe one single coin, which is definitely not a good idea. Diversifying is probably the best thing that we can do for our portfolios in the long run.
Well, yes, totally. Diversifying not just within the crypto space, but out of crypto into other asset classes also. And yes, disciplined approach, SIPs and various other ways of doing it. And both our panelists have said research, research, research so many times and with a capital R. So that's the thing, guys, to watch out for. Thank you so much, Shivam, Shubham, to join us today and talk about that subject. Very important with the kind of the way the markets are behaving and very apt as well, timely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.